Ted. How are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm great. How are you?
I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you. I know that your organization is interested in seeing a casino in downtown Lansing. Talk about this project and why you think it would be a good thing for the city of Lansing.
Sure. Yeah, the Lansing Jobs Coalition is a coalition of community activists and organized labor, and we are in the process of gathering signatures to place the question on the August primary ballot for the city of Lansing, asking the citizens if they would like to see a Native American casino built in Lansing. This would do several things for the city and our economy. It would bring 1,500 new jobs with benefits. 2% of the slot machine revenues would go to the city of Lansing, police, fire, EMS, Lansing K-12 public schools, LCC, the Lansing District Library, CATA, as well as the Lansing Parks and Recreations. We believe it would be increased revenue for local business owners downtown, and some of the upsides are casino employees would pay city income tax, the tribe would pay city property tax, and it would be about a $5 million investment for the local community.
How many people do you have involved with the Lansing Jobs Coalition?
We've got right around 30 active members, and we have a core group. We have a small executive board of 5 people, and we have an advisory committee made up of about 15 people. And our advisory committee has set up our friend Manuel Delgado, who runs the Crystal Ray Festival.
How many people will be out on the streets soliciting signatures?
Well, you'll probably see us scattered all over town. We're wearing white T-shirts with blue lettering that says Lansing Jobs Initiative. And for this week and next week, it's our big push to get our signatures into the city clerk, Chris Swope. And we're gathering signatures over at the DHS building at the corner of Jolly and Cedar. We will be at the Lansing Lugnut Games all week prior to the game. And we will also be at the 2 City of Lansing scheduled public hearings coming up next week. And anyone that would care to join us or sign us a petition, we'd love to have them on board.
And have you gained support for your initiative?
Absolutely. The Building Trades Council of the AFL-CIO right here in Lansing, they're on board. They're helping us. We're in constant contact with the state AFL-CIO as well as the UAW. And they've been very generous and helpful as much as they can be. And at this point, we're more than halfway to our goal of collecting just over 4,000 signatures. But the more we can turn in, the better.
Well, Ted, if I was to play devil's advocate, I'd say, geez, you know, is this a really a good thing to do? Does it promote a family atmosphere? What's it going to create as far as gamblers and drinkers coming into our city? How would you respond to that?
I'd say that's a good question. We believe it's going to be great for the community because of the economic investment, job creation with benefits, and it'll bring an additional roughly 1,000 people downtown per night. So you're going to see more activity downtown. And statistically, however, if you bring an additional 1,000 people to downtown Lansing every night for a casino venue, you will see a slight increase in crime, about 1%. But under our plan, a portion of the net revenues will go to the Lansing Police Department. In fact, there'll be a joint operating agreement between the Native American tribe and the city of Lansing for police protection.
Well, from what I understand, there's another entity that is going to have canvassers out in the mid-Michigan area, specifically in Lansing, to gather signatures for the same thing, but they want to operate their own casino that would not be a Native American casino. Do you know anything about that organization?
I do. I know a little bit. I know a couple of the folks involved with that project. I'm not aware of the details other than what I've read in the media and heard on the radio. But a couple of guys are real upstanding fellas, and I can tell you they have bitten off a lot. They've got to do a statewide ballot initiative because they want to locate, I believe it's 6 or 7
Seven
corporate casinos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, around the state. And I'm focusing solely on the city of Lansing. I'm concerned about folks here that need jobs and our local economy. But I wish them well, but we got to beat them to the punch. Like I said, the Lansing Jobs Coalition is specifically interested in helping Lansing. So
have you
heard? Target.
Have you gotten any feedback from the city of Lansing, from the mayor?
We've met with most of the city officials, and I can tell you they're very supportive. But specifically, our goal, when we started this project as the Lansing Jobs Coalition, we want it to be a community-based effort, and our feeling has been all along that if the community of Lansing doesn't support it, then we simply should not have one, which is why we're doing the push for the signatures to get on the ballot in the August primary so the citizens of Lansing can vote on it. We have been in touch with the mayor, and we've been in touch with the majority of the city council members, as well as those county commissioners that have portions of the city of Lansing. And we've also met with Gretchen Whitmer and Joan Bauer, and we're just trying to involve everyone that may have an interest in this project. But specifically, we've asked them not to do anything. We've asked them not to support us, not to work against us, just let the citizens decide, because we're very adamant about this has to be a community-based decision to work.
Ted O'Dell is with the Lansing Jobs Coalition. They will be seeking signatures to put a ballot proposal on the next ballot in order to see if we would have a casino run by Native Americans in downtown Lansing. Ted, thanks so much. We'll stay in touch.
Thank you, Tony. And if your listeners want more information, please have them visit our website at LansingJobsCoalition.com.